Come in.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving. Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
And good morning. Good morning. That sound means it is time for another installment of Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith. This is the first live show of the astounding 13-hour run of talk shows we have here on Radio Free Brooklyn every Sunday. You just heard from Ori and Friends on Queer State of Mind, and it will continue after me on Points of Order. This is the for all of your sports news and talk needs. No progress this week for me on the baseball front. As the listeners know, I have been trying to get into baseball this season, making some good steps in that direction. But all I really did this week was see the Orioles turf out against the Yankees twice in a row this weekend. So that felt great. It's amazing how much I've consciously decided to care about the Orioles now. Like, because I'm from Maryland and I live here, I very much view them as an extension of myself somehow. And it's happened immediately and very suddenly. It's shocking to even me. But yeah, they're a great team. They're real solid this year. It's nice to see them do well overall, despite the games this weekend. Went to see them a lot growing up. It was a lot of fun. I do remember, in particular, going to one game, and it was during Cal Ripken Jr.'s farewell season on the Orioles. Now, this guy, as any dummy knows, is a hero of baseball lore. So we're going. I'm like 9 or 10 or something. I don't remember how old I was. I was a child. I was there with my family. We're going to see Cal Ripken play baseball. One of the last times, it's one of his last home games as an Oriole. And we're up there, we're like up in the rafters, you know, we're up in the cheap seats. And it's like me and my brother and my sister and my parents. And Cal Ripken gets up to bat, right? It's like late in the game. It's like sixth or seventh inning. Cal Ripken gets up to bat. The pitch goes out. He swings. He makes contact with the ball. But it's a foul ball. The high-flying foul ball, and it flies right up into our section, and we're sitting in the front row of this, of like the upper rafters, so like we're it's flying like right towards us. Now, my father has just returned from the concession stand with snacks for us. He's got his hands full with French fries. And he like tries to like set down the French fries and grab the ball at the same time. Right? I mean, this is how close it is. It slips right through his fingers and like rolls along the aisle a little bit. There's a woman like 5 or 6 seats down from us. She picks up the ball. She makes eye contact with me and my younger siblings, these children that are like wearing baseball gloves and are so excited to be there. There's this split second where she like locks eyes with us, and then she holds the ball up in the air and is like, "Yeah! And that's when I knew I could trust no one. That's when I knew. So, in a way, you could have baseball to thank for who I am. What else is going on? I talked about Record Store Day last week. We talked about Elton John's release for Record Store Day, which I still have yet to obtain. I had a big search for it this week. I went to a record store. In Williamsburg. I'm not going to say which one because I'm about to down talk him a little bit, and I don't want to use the power of my bully pulpit to sink this business, because I know I know so many people listen to this show, so many influencers and elites in the scene, that the minute I say I had a bad experience at this store, that thing is under in 2 weeks. I give it 2 weeks tops. So I won't say what it is because people need work. But I go to this record store, and I'm just kind of, I'm the only one in there. It's a small record store in Williamsburg. I'm not going to say where it is. And I'm just kind of browsing around, and there's this guy who, he's like 50, and he's wearing a fedora, and it's not even like on his head. It's kind of like sitting on top. You know what I'm talking about? And he comes up, and he's got a vest on too, which is like, it's you might as well, men wearing vests, you should just make the vests out of red flags. Like, there should be no other material. They should just be red flags sewn together in the form of a vest. So this guy comes over and he's like, "You, can I help you? Are you looking for anything in particular?" And I say, "Yeah, I'm looking for the Elton John Record Store Day release." And he goes, "Oh man, those went in the first half hour on Saturday, you know, with all the other popular stuff." And he said popular in exactly the way I just did. As like a, "You idiot, why do you want that trash?" And I have only ever had bad times at this record store. The only other two times I've been there, once was when it was raining, and I stepped in with my umbrella, and the person behind the counter just went, "Sir, sir, sir, you need to put that in the bucket." Like, it was like an emergency. I thought I had like tracked in an animal or something, like the degree to which this was being yelled at me. The only time after that was I went in and I was browsing, and it's a lot of record stores where they've got like the stuff that you could flip through on the top, and then below that, like, you know, on the lower part of the shelf, they have other like stacks of records down there. So I'm browsing up top, and then I just kind of kneel down to see what's below, and the same person behind the counter goes, "It's just more of what's on top." Like, she shouts across the store to say, "You dummy." "There's nothing for you here," which is the message I've gotten consistently from this place. And that's the moment I knew I could trust no one. So, it's baseball and record store day. Both coming up nil. We've got a great show for you today, though. We're going to come back from this. I know we can beat it together. The phone number is 904-606-0842 if you want to call in, and I suggest that you do so, 904-606-0842. We are going to take a quick break and be back shortly with my guest.
Hey, you with the curly bush on your head, baby, baby. You know you're looking good, you know you're looking good, you know you're looking good. So, sister, 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 ooh. And hey, you. Hey, you with the bad hip boots on, little girl, girl. You're the baddest in the world. It sure would be nice, honey, if I could just make you my girl. And when you're walking, you're walking, you know you let me know that you're so very much together, 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 together. And when you talk to me, honey, you know you make me feel lighter than a feather. Oh, 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 oh. I've never known it, but I've always wanted the best in life. And if I had you, honey, I know that I could forget about the rest in life. I can't conceal the way I feel. You're about a head turner.
Oh, you're, yes, about a storm. the sweet, sweet sounds of Mr. Alan Toussaint's piano here on Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn this Sunday morning in April 2017. I want to remind everybody that Radio Free Brooklyn is brought to you completely independently. We're a nonprofit station. We don't try and sell you any ads or anything else. We are supported completely by listeners such as yourselves. So if you want to know how you can help out the station, you should go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. You can give a one-time donation. You can give a recurring donation. There are many ways for you to get involved and help us out. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, which helps us roll with the administrative costs of keeping this thing going, you can go to rfb.nyc/ypr. That's rfb.nyc/ypr, and click the link on the bottom of the page near our archives that says sponsor this show. I also, as I do every week, want to remind everybody that Radio Free Brooklyn is located right beneath our great partner, Secondhand Records, which is located at 1345 DeKalb Avenue, right near the Central Avenue stop on the M train and about a 10-minute or so walk from the DeKalb Avenue stop on the L train. The store is open at noon today and every day, so swing on by, pick something up from their terrific selection of used vinyl, and get a gift. You know what? Get a gift for yourself. Usually I say get a gift for somebody else. Hey, you deserve it. You deserve a nice album. My guest today should be no stranger to the Radio Free Brooklyn audience. As the host of Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit, which airs live every Thursday at 2 p.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn, she welcomes artists, musicians, comedians, and many more, and gets to the essence of what makes them tick. She's performed psychotherapy at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and Joe's Pub, among many other venues. She's also an accomplished visual artist whose work has been exhibited at the New Museum, BAM, White Columns, the Bronx Museum, and so many more. And she also might have the most beautiful loft in all of Bushwick. Please welcome Lisa Levy.
Hey, 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 thanks. You're all invited over after the show. Everyone, all the listeners, I'll just stay for to the end. I'll give you my home address.
You guys got to see this place.
Really? I'm surprised you're that impressed. Thank
you. I love
it. I've been to some awesome lofts, too.
Oh, I mean, maybe this says more about my lack of experience with lofts.
Yeah, you need to see. You need to get out there. You need more. You need genuinely wealthy friends. See, that's the thing.
That's true. That's true. I need to stop just eschewing all rich people.
Yeah.
I need to start making them work for me a little bit.
Yeah.
904-606-0842 is our number if you want to talk to me and Lisa today. That's 904-606-0842. Lisa, you do this all the time. You host a show here.
I do. I host Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit,
which is Thursday at 2 p.m.
It sure is.
What brought you to Radio Free Brooklyn? Like, how did your show come about? Because I love your show. I'll just come out and say it.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so mutual.
Well,
you're
the
number one show. You're my hero, Colby.
Listen,
look, are you blushing? He's not. He knows it's true. He knows he's not blushing.
Listen, I tell people every week how well this show's doing.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't do it today because you're here.
Oh, Jesus. Really? That's bullshit. Oh, you waited for me to do it. Much better. That's smart, Colby.
Anyway.
We don't need to talk about how great your show
exactly,
is.
Exactly. They know already.
Colby, this is why I'm here. I want to tell people how great your show
is. Well, now the truth comes out.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I do a show every week, and I talk to people about their lives and then try to, like, dig into their psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And their personalities.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been doing this in some form, though, for a while.
Like 15 years or something.
Yeah.
So I had this idea in 2001 that it would be really interesting. I had no training, and no performance training, and no training as a therapist, but I had this idea that it'd be really funny to do psychoanalysis on stage with audience volunteers. So I got a therapist couch, and I got this set up, and I got into this festival, and then I got a big write-up feature story in the New York Times. And
oh, wow.
Shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, within, like, 6 months, and I've been doing it on and off since then.
Uh-huh.
But it is really funny to, like, see, to ask people really awkward questions in public.
Yeah,
and the
in front
fact
of
that they're lying down helps.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, I feel like your show is benefiting from the fact that it's only the two of you in the room. But of course, it's not only going out to the live audience who's listening on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, but to anybody who decides to pick up the show in the archives. I mean, have people ever been, you know, they know what they're getting when they come in, but have people been more reticent to talk about personal things than you've expected before, or?
Well, the radio show is actually, for me, a lot easier than stage because it has this feeling of being safe. Mm. It has this illusion. But one of the things that I tell people right before the show starts, is the most important thing, and I truly mean this, the most important thing is that you have a good time here, and I'm here to help protect you and make you feel safe. So if I ask you any questions, blah, 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 let me know. So I try to make people feel empowered to, you know, and sometimes people do say, oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Does that throw you off?
No.
Yeah.
No. That's the only way it can work, really, because we have to have some fucking boundaries. But people do. I like to see if I can get people to take their pants down emotionally.
Right. I listened to a couple episodes recently because what's the guy's last name? Cosmo the Clash.
Cosmo Vinyl.
How could I forget his last name? Cosmo Vinyl. I mean, this is great. I mean, I really the my favorite ones. I mean, you have a bunch of different, like, I don't want to say types of people, but a bunch of people of varied professions.
Yeah.
On I love when you have other artists on.
Visual artists?
Yeah. Other
really?
Visual artists.
That's
yeah.
so interesting. Yeah. Why is that?
I think it's just because it's such a blind spot of my own cultural knowledge that I'm interested in, like, learning more about the subject anyway and hearing them talk about their work, you know, sort of straight from the gut, I guess, is very interesting to me.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yeah. I didn't know that because sometimes those people, I feel like I know it. I don't learn as much in a certain way.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's good to hear that. I mean, there is a certain, because they're usually people I have some personal experience with or I know in some way, mostly.
Okay.
So when I'm talking to them, yeah, I mean, we're both in the same field kind of and we know what the drill is. And also, I love hearing about the creative process. I think that's the most important part of all my shows is to understand the emotional experience of the creative process. Yeah. So I could see how that's interesting.
Which is, it's different for everybody.
It is.
What's yours like, Lisa?
Oh, Jesus. Terrible. You know, it's fun. That's a question that no one's, for some reason, I'm not even prepared to answer. I have to think
about
it.
Okay, I'll come at it from another way.
What? I mean, I can't answer.
I think this is in your house is where I've seen this, but you have a piece that's just, it's a solid background and text on it that says, I don't know who you are, but I need your approval.
Right. Yes.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's so great.
Thank you.
I'll ask about this one in particular. What was the inspiration behind this? I mean, it's somewhat obvious, I guess.
Well, you know, that's from this series called The Thoughts in My Head, and it's about 65 paintings I've been doing since 2011. That series, and that was one of the earlier ones, and I actually call it my self-portrait. But I think it's just really, really. You know, how we all, I think everybody feels that way. I mean, my creative process is, what I really deal with is how much I was criticized as a child and how I'm really trying to separate my own thoughts and really work through things through my work. So I feel like it's one of the few places that as an adult, it's okay to show your insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have, we're talking about this a little bit. Do you have this thing that I have a lot of the time, which is I don't know if this opinion I have is actually mine or if it's just something I've absorbed from reading about this subject, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't really feel like that. Uh-huh. I feel like more, I mean, is this original?
But
the thing is the medium I'm working in is so much different than, say, like writing or comedy, that it's pretty, you can find out really quickly if it's original.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to read everybody's material.
Yeah, exactly.
Thousands of people's. So, and, you know, I know the field well enough to know. But, yes, yeah. I mean, being original is important to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, all of us.
I'll ask another art question.
Okay.
I'm such a dummy with this.
No, no. It's refreshing.
I'm so, I just like, I don't know where to start with any of it.
Oh, I know how you feel. I feel like that with musicians because I know little about music.
Oh, I have talked ad nauseum on this show about how insecure I am about my musical knowledge, which is part of why this record store thing was such a nightmare for me personally, which is like, you like the popular stuff? All right. So there's the door.
Yeah, I like that kind of. Well, people love that because they feel like they're not cool enough to shop there, so it's a cool store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I know this is the only show on the airways where you're cooler than the host, but it's my burden to bear, everybody.
I know it's making me feel good.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm so glad. Do you like David Lynch?
To a point.
Yeah.
I think that I hate that fucking stupid book. I hate people that.
Oh, the creativity is a fish in the stream.
I
or
don't
something?
Know. Yeah. I had this experience where I showed this painting recently that says, as an artist, once you're successful, you're fucked. And I had a major gallerist come in, like a famous Stefan Stux. You don't know who he is, but he's like a really famous gallerist come in. It was a big group thing, and he came in and he just went wild over that painting. So what that says to me, that's true, and then I think as a creative person, once you become successful, it's really hard to keep the quality up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think that's what happened to David Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah. What but do you think that point was? It after Blue Velvet or even
I think it
later?
Was after Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah.
I think that was, you know, I think, like, I mean, Marina Abramović is somebody I talk about a lot, being one of an example, although I have a lot of respect for her. Mm-hmm. After she became famous, that Big Mama show, her work went, Damien Hirst. I mean,
yeah.
It's really, really hard not to get caught up in the market.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
I think, I think it's partly, it's, you know, it's expectations, too. It's like you feel, you know, somewhat responsible for subverting people's expectations, and you never really know what those are, or like topping yourself constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I did a piece about a year ago in January, and it got a bit of attention.
Mm-hmm.
At the Christopher Stout Gallery, and then he wanted me to do a solo show.
Mm.
And I went through so much like anxiety trying to think of a solo show. And then I told him I finally just said no to it because I felt like I was so caught up in my underwear and so I couldn't think.
Right.
So I gave myself like, okay, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a struggle.
Do you ever have those moments where you can't think of an idea and then you take that as like a judgment on your own talent?
Oh, I think any creative person worth their salt goes through a period where they think that they've lost it. They have no ideas. It's over. They're not creative. They're no good. I mean, discipline is a really, really important part of any creative person's
yeah.
life, I believe.
Yeah.
That you just got to do you got to keep working. And the more you work and the less precious everything is, the better off you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 904-606-0842. 904-606-0842 is our number. Please call in and join our discussion.
Yeah.
Now you brought something today.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Dear listeners, so Colby asked me to bring in something to discuss about popular culture. So I brought in my big bugaboo. Is that a crazy? That's a dorky word, isn't it?
No.
Is it dorkier than a word you would use?
I mean, I don't think I would rush to say bugaboo. But
anyway, the thing that really bothers me, this is to you, ladies. Especially young women. I'm an old woman. Young women, you totally fuck yourselves. You totally fuck yourselves by buying into all this crap on a beauty and sexuality and all this shit. And we are doing this. Yeah, and old ladies, too. We are all doing this to ourselves. We buy into, like, doing all this shit, spending all this money, all this anxiety to look good. And mostly we are looking good is important and all that. But the problem is that the ideals we are being held up to are just ridiculously unrealistic. And we all have the same ideal because of the media or whatever crap that we're working towards. So I am really angry at us on part of it. Don't think I'm above it. I'm not. But so what I did was I ripped out some tear sheets, some sheets from women's magazines so that I could read how hard, give you an example of what I'm talking about. So this one's from Vogue, right? And it's a picture of, as they say, multi-culti gorgeous women. And it says, individuality, finding perfection can also mean losing perspective. Once we decide that a certain hair type, skin tone, face shape, or feature represents the absolute ideal, we lose sight of a million other possibilities. No thanks. So, Colby, look at this picture. These women are all gorgeous,
they
right?
Are. Yeah.
So this is like an article telling you how, like, you should be an individual. But, like, you should be an individual as long as you look like a model.
Lots of different kinds of models, I guess, is the answer.
Yeah, yeah. That's so fucked up. And here's an ad. Here's another one. Here's an ad by Dior. And it's Jennifer Lawrence with not a, well, you not heavily made up. Not
no,
heavily made
no.
up. And she's wearing a T-shirt that says, we should all be feminists. We should all be feminists wearing multi-million dollars worth of clothes. This is Jennifer Lawrence selling this shit. Who the fuck? Fuck you, Jennifer Lawrence. Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, fall up the stairs much?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And look at this article. This is editorial. This is an advertising.
Okay,
it says,
here we go.
Choose your own adventure. How to find your superhero cut and color.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's not an adventure.
Yeah.
That's that. There's nothing like that. Is just sucking up to the rest of the planet and trying to, like, look good and get a hairstyle that matches something that people put thousands of dollars into creating for a model. Am I getting, like, overwrought here?
No.
I'm feeling it.
Get
I'm
fired
feeling
up.
It.
Get fired up.
Okay. Look at this one. A whole other article. Spring Hair Report. Independent spirit. New power hair.
Yeah.
When I had long hair, people didn't see my personality. Now they really... say my hair really suits me. It's cool and young. Like, that's what we should be. That's what women are supposed to be aspiring to.
Yeah.
Ladies. And then I want to show you this other article. The one article here. They have a nice story about our good friend Aziz Ansari.
Sure.
We love Aziz. I met him once. Did you ever meet him?
No, I've never met him. I saw him walking in the East Village once while I was eating pizza. And I gave him a wave, and he nodded back.
Nice guy, right? I saw him invite them up. Do you know that when Eugene Mirma was doing Invite
Way back when.
Yeah,
sure,
way
yeah.
back when.
Yeah.
So anyway, seriously funny. So there's this really nice article about Aziz Ansari, but they don't say anything about how he looks, his hair, his clothes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies, I'm not saying you shouldn't, like, care about how you look, or it's bad to care about how you look, but just, like, let's put it in perspective. And also, these magazines should be saying, if you feel like, you know, they should just be more honest. Like, you're not going to look like a model, or what, it took thousands of dollars to make this person look like this, but you can make this done. Be realistic. Be honest, folks.
That's right.
Be fucking honest.
Now, 904-606-0842 if you want to join in. We're talking fashion. We're talking flouting the rules. 904-606-0842. Call in, folks. Now, you mentioned Aziz Ansari, right? And I feel like Aziz Ansari is an interesting example of another phenomenon when we talk about, like, the arc of artists' lives. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like we want all artists to be young and hot, right?
Oh, visual artists? All artists?
I'm just speaking generally, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it helps.
Yeah.
Being good looking always helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also the problem with young women, the example of young women and beauty, is that it sells a really bad message, which is that there is no discipline and there is no creativity. It's just basically like, if you're lucky genetically, life will be easy for you.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's absolutely true.
And that's just really bad values. And it's really thrown more on women. And if women wind up believing that, and young women who are particularly attractive are the most impressionable to that, and like, it's true that being good looking can make your life easy when you're young to a certain degree, but the problem is that we should be, you know, I mean, Miss America has to have a talent. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just have some talent.
I think that's a very good way of putting it. Yeah. We have our first caller of the day, Lisa.
We do. We have a caller.
We have a caller. Caller, can you hear me? Welcome to the program.
Hey, oh. Colby.
I know this guy.
Who is it?
This is loyal caller Tim Keck is on the line.
Tim, hey.
How's it going? Enjoying the conversation. I'm relatively loyal. I normally try and call in every week. But last week I was at the bachelor party of a mutual friend.
Yes.
Was too good for.
Is he marrying a good-looking woman? I hope so.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, all right. Did you have any strippers?
No, I didn't think it would be a good idea to invite a lone woman out to a house. 20 dudes in the Hamptons.
Oh. Tim, your connection's not great. Can you get near a window or something?
Yeah, and jump out of it.
Whoa, Lisa. Lisa, so few people call this show. We need as many people as we can. We're nice to our callers here.
You get
here.
Plenty. Of, you know who gets
love? I thought Lisa sounded like Marta.
No, Marta. I'm waiting on Marta to call. We still need to guess which band she was in.
Was she in a band?
I didn't have a real guest last week. I guessed White Hassle, which it's definitely not. But we did learn last week, Tim, that the band was on Conan.
Marta was on Conan?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Among other late night shows, although we're not sure which ones. Yeah.
Dude, it's the Bangles. It's the Bangles.
It's
sure.
the Bangles. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe the Bangles is our guest this week.
Wow.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
I would get Marta. We should get Marta on my show.
Yeah, yeah.
To do psychotherapy, and then we could really, like, let's swing that. Marta, yeah. Marta, are you out there? I want you on my show.
You're in demand, Marta. Tim.
Hey, Lisa, I could go on your show, too, if you wanted me to.
Sure.
Tim's a comedian.
Sure. Tim, would you like to be on my show?
I would love to be on your show.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's set that up.
Me, but I'd like more specifics.
Oh, good, good. And do you know Colby very well?
You could say we know each other well.
I know Colby about as well as any human has ever
been. Oh, that's great, because I could, like, find out. I mean, I got a couple of questions about Colby that I'd like to ask on the air.
Oh, great.
Sure, ask away.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask. I don't have them prepared, but... what about Colby? I want to meet Colby's girlfriend. You know her, right?
What? Colby's a girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a girlfriend? He's blushing now.
Let's move on from this. Let's move on from this right now.
Oh, wow.
Let's move on from this right now.
Oh, shit. See?
Tim.
So, anyway, what do you think about women and what do you think about women, young women having cosmetic surgery?
Oh.
What do you think about women in their 20s having cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, Tim, what do you think about that?
I think if women have it when they're young, they won't need to get it when they're old.
Good point.
Yeah. Get cosmetic surgery early and often.
Good point.
Yeah.
Do you think women should... Do you think that health insurance should pay for breast augmentation? Do you think Trump should... let women have breast augmentation.
Tim, thoughts?
I think that's the most likely healthcare associated bill Trump could pass. If we're just picking betting odds, I'd say the idea of implants being covered by health insurance have increased.
Yeah, I think once he gets more comfortable as a legislator, they're going to be mandatory.
And how about a butt lift? What do you think about a butt lift?
Yeah, what about butt lifts, Tim?
Not so much.
As a butt man myself, I would say I'm all for it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is a butt lift? What do you do in a butt lift?
I'm not really 100% sure, frankly, but I think what they do is they take your butt that sags just like your tits, and then they make it stand up higher, I guess. Maybe they put clips. I guess they put clips in it and
they
suspend
it. They go to Staples and they get those like black binder clips.
And then they attach it to your butt.
Yeah. From Staples.
Nice. Yeah.
I would love that. I would love to.
Well, you can do it to yourself. Just get Vogue magazine. They've got plenty of articles about it.
Yeah. Tim. Thoughts on
Vogue? How do you guys know each other? How did Tim? When did you meet Colby? How do you guys know each other?
I don't know. I don't know how I met Colby.
Through comedy?
Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy pal.
I was at a Glory Days show, which is the improv team that Tim is on. But Tim is much more than just an improviser. He's a stand up. He hosts a monthly show at Legion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I was at that show once.
Really?
Yes.
Was it the first Saturday of the month?
I think it was a Sunday.
Thank you, Colby.
Oh.
Isn't it on a Sunday?
No.
A Saturday? It was like some night that I randomly was like, I have to get out of the house. And I was like, oh, they have comedy here.
At Legion.
And now I'm on the mailing list.
Legion does Legion has a mailing list? Are we talking about the same place?
Legion.
The idea that Legion has it together enough to get a mailing list out to people.
In Bushwick, right?
It's in Williamsburg. It's off the Graham stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They have a mailing list?
Yes.
I went to a comedy show once on a Sunday.
Yeah.
One I was at.
Yeah.
You did?
Maybe.
No, I was there once.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You host that?
Tim, you host every comedy show at Legion, right? Tim, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about this idea? Because Legion does a bunch of comedy shows. It's a very crowded market. They have them a lot of nights of the week. And Tim hosts one there, and I host a different one there. What do you think about this, Tim? Yeah, yeah. My show with James Cross is called Yours Truly.
Oh.
What if we rebrand it to the following name? Tim, what do you think about this? We call it Comedy Night at Legion.
And then what?
He doesn't like it. He's not saying anything.
Well, I don't think the problem with the show is the name.
What? It's the fact that Colby's hosting it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're putting a Band-Aid on a butt that needs to get lifted, Colby.
Hey, there we go. Bringing it all back around.
See, now that...
Yeah, that's a callback. This is the kind of thing you can see at my monthly show, Improv Mess Around. But a little rumor told me that Kendo County's coming back soon.
Whoa! Is this a young person's radio exclusive?
Oh, baby, you bet it is.
Oh, man.
You bet it is. Shout out to the two people listening, Kendo County.
Hey, this is the number one show.
That's right. This thing is a ratings bonanza.
I'm glad.
Tim... You know I love you, buddy. Thanks for calling, as always.
I love you too, bud.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Talk soon, buddy. Tim out.
Tim out. There he goes.
See, I didn't. I didn't know you had a monthly show at that bar.
Yeah.
I don't get a mailing now. See, it's not far from me.
This is part of the problem. Of the problem. I didn't know there was a mailing list that we could get on.
Well, can't you make your own mailing list, or are you already involved in too many things to focus on just this one mailing list?
Well, what would the mailing list be? Would it be like...
Just send me an email.
Shows Kolb is doing? I could do that. I could put that together.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah. Tim, didn't hang up the phone. Listen to this.
He's still listening?
Let's see if... Can we hear what he's doing?
Yeah, Colby, I was outside, and I can't listen to your show yet, so I just need to be on the air for a little bit longer to turn my computer back up.
I thought that you were just going to, like, carry us around for the rest of the show. We were just going to listen to what you were doing in your house.
That was my plan. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, bye.
Cut him off before he could say Tim out.
Reminded me of my mother listening into my phone calls, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa?
Yes?
We are coming into the back chunk of the show now.
Really?
We have a little more time left.
That's so fast.
We have a little more time left. We, for a while, have been playing a game on the... Not so much a game. It's just either or, where I make you pick one of the two options that I give to you.
Okay.
But I think this week it has finally evolved into a thing that I am now dubbing... the official Young Persons Radio guest questionnaire.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm honored.
Some of these questions remain the same every time. Others are more specific to the guest. And we are going to proceed.
Oh.
Now, first question. This is an either or. Bar trivia or karaoke?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Very good answer.
Yeah.
I would pick the same thing.
Yeah.
I love karaoke.
I hate trivia.
I talk about it so often. How
Do
much
you?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you are at karaoke, open bar or private room?
Open bar.
Yeah. This is the most divisive question by far.
Really?
I get wildly different answers.
Really?
Because on the one hand, the good thing about the open bar is that it's like big and loud and everybody's in it together. But the thing is, once you do one song, you want to keep going, right? And then you got to wait for like 50 people before you get to the second one. And then by then, maybe you want to do a different song. I feel like if you do a private room, you get to do more often.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like the insanity. I like the insanity of the karaoke.
Yeah.
And I usually don't really sing. I just yell out the words.
You pick a song that everybody's into, and then
I just make it like ridiculous by yelling at. Yelling out the words. I don't really sing, and I make it silly.
Yeah.
So, so I'm not that serious about karaoke enough to like care if I get to do it more than like I do it once. I'm good, but I can understand if you're serious about it, how you would want a private room and you want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
If you love it, yes.
There are certain points where I will insist on a private room because I feel like I gotta work through some stuff. You know, I gotta sing a bunch and a lot, and that's when you want to go for the private room.
Are you a good singer?
No. But sometimes it's just nice to go in a room with your friends and scream.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Maybe I should try it. I don't think I've done it.
Yeah, I would give it a try.
Invite me out next time. Invite me out.
Yeah, okay. That's a deal.
All right.
Next question. Going to the movies or streaming something at home?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's really hard. I would say as an experience, going to the movies beats streaming at home any day. Yeah, but like, do I go to the movies a lot? Not enough.
No, I feel like I have to like schedule it way in advance if I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Last night I went to the Metrograph in Chinatown. Have you been there?
No, but I'm aware of it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
And what was that?
The John Wayne Western.
Oh, wow. Well, that's so funny because last night I happened to go to the movies. My husband got tickets to the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, very nice.
For this movie about the art world. I can't remember the title of it, but it was exposing about, they had all these experts and talking about the money, how the market, how the money, all the big money and how that works behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So sort of, I have to say, I knew most of it, but it was sort of.
Having it all in one place, though, was interesting, and having those
experts, and also there are certain things that are very opaque about the art market, you know, that involve millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And then just to have that confirmed that it's totally opaque.
Yeah.
And also to hear people talk about how it's actually ruining the quality of art that the public sees.
Oh, wow. Well, as a sidebar, is there a lot of museum drama happening in the city right now?
Oh, well.
Is like the Met almost bankrupt or something?
I don't really know, but the Met guy fucked somebody. Did you know that?
No, no. Yeah. I've been hearing about this very much in pieces.
I haven't kept up with it really, but there is a lot going on. And the Met guy fucked somebody, and there was a sexual harassment thing. And I don't have the details, but I don't believe they're going to go bankrupt. It's just probably trying to get donors to donate more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably a ploy.
I know there's a big rivalry between the Met and the MoMA.
Yeah, MoMA. MoMA has a lot more. Contemporary art is always going to have higher rollers at this point.
Uh-huh.
There's more parties.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. MoMA's having parties all the time.
They are.
Yeah. I think David Bowie went to the film gala during his last months as a healthy person.
Oh, really? Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, back to the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen?
Oh, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
More authentic.
Yeah.
More varied. Leonard Cohen, I like him, but yeah. He's kind of a little bit one note.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Good.
Kind of only does that one thing.
Do most people agree with that?
I don't know. I feel like there's a split there.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's just me perceiving something that's not there.
I don't know, but we'll look into that.
We'll look into that. If you've got thoughts, you can call in at 904-606-0842. That's 904-606-0842. What is the best concert you've ever saw?
Definitely David Bowie's Spider from Mars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I was a teenager.
That's awesome.
I remember everything I wore. I remember the whole thing.
Oh,
it was
God.
Tower Theater in Philadelphia.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Is that where you're from?
I grew up there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I had a total sparkly outfit and platform shoes. I wish I had the clothes now.
That is
amazing.
That is pretty perfect.
Yeah.
What's a movie you know is bad, but you enjoy anyway?
Ah, that's a good one. What is a movie that I know is bad that I enjoy anyway? Oh, my God. I am such a snob about movies.
Oh,
I'm the
here we
worst
go. Okay.
Person to
here we
ask
go.
That.
We're
I can't
get
think,
into it.
I can't think of anything. I mean, more like I'm hateful. I'm more like no one wants to go to the movies with me, maybe. I would say that. What movie do I like? That is a bad my guilty pleasure of
sure,
movies.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I can't think. How much time do we have left? I could sit here for the rest of the period. No,
Six minutes.
I can't answer that. If I come up with something, I'll let you know.
Okay, that's a deal. What's a movie you hate? Like you see it on TV and you're just like, oh no.
Oh, there it is again. My husband has watched, what's that one where she's going, my biological clock is ticking. Which one is that? Oh, Jesus. Now I'm trying to think of the name and I won't be able to. Maria Tomei. Marissa Tomei is on it. Anyway. Vinny, my cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if my husband has that on one more time, I will fucking throw a bottle at the TV screen. He listens to shit. It's all this, he watches the same fucking science fiction blowing up movie over and over and over. It feels like they're all the same.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Do you prefer driving or taking the Amtrak train, if you are going for a day's travel?
I'd have to say at this point, right now, today, I like to go to Westchester and I go hiking there a lot, but I can't really drive there because we have a car, but I don't drive well enough to drive around.
Uh-huh.
I can drive around here, but I can't drive there. So, I would have to say the train. I like the train.
Yeah. I find it very peaceful and relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are coming up on, I am performing in the Montreal Sketch Festival in
are
two
you?
Weeks.
That's wonderful. That's fabulous.
I am very excited about it. We are driving up, but I have to come back a day early to be back in time for this show. So I'm taking a train back from Montreal, and I'm every bit as excited for that train ride as I am
for
the show.
Well, that's an awesome train ride because it goes along the Hudson.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fabulous train
yeah.
ride.
It's like 10 hours.
Yeah, I'm psyched for you.
It's like,
10 hours,
yeah,
wow.
It's like 10 to 8 p.m.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Wow. Are you going to have a bed?
No,
no.
No. I don't think so. No.
10 at night?
No, no.
Oh, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's going to be
and
fun.
Very reliable of you to come back.
Well,
you must
know,
be
it's easier than trying to find a sub.
How many people in your sketch group?
There are six, but only three of us. No, is that true? I think there are five, but only three of us can go.
So three of you are driving together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a...
Yeah.
Fun
yeah.
weekend. Oh,
check
or whatever.
It out. Montreal
yeah.
people, I know you're listening. Check out that
yeah.
show. It's May 12th.
Oh.
Friday, May 12th at the Montreal Sketch Fest.
Very exciting.
Yeah. It's very exciting to tell people that you're going to Montreal for a comedy festival.
To be
because,
in a festival, yeah.
Because Just for Laughs is in Montreal, and that's like the biggest one.
I know. So, I know. Who's headlining the Sketch Fest?
I don't know.
You are?
Yeah, it's us. It's
well, the number one show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. That's
make sure you bring stickers.
Let's see what they
give
say.
Out stickers there.
Yeah, I know. I need to have them ready by then. I have some art that we've been working on with Kevin Bauer, another friend of the show. Check out his stuff. But that is forthcoming.
Oh, artwork for your show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Lisa.
Yes.
Final question.
Uh-huh.
Sitcoms or prestige HBO dramas?
Oh, HBO dramas. I can't stand sitcoms.
Yeah, yes.
Anything with a laugh track. Just, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
So you love Seinfeld and Cheers.
I did like Seinfeld. I did like
yeah,
Seinfeld,
Seinfeld's a good show.
But I never watched Cheers. I actually grew up with a TV addict. My father ignored us because of TV. So I... missed many years of watching television and mostly sitcoms. But I like watching TV now, just, you know, like I like House of Cards and, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. The Netflix shows.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I used to when a sitcom was on, I used to laugh when the laugh track went on because I thought that was like you were prompted to laugh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You just had to laugh. So.
I've only just started watching Cheers.
Yeah?
Now, because that's all on Netflix.
How is it now?
It's great. It's very good.
Yeah, maybe it is really good. I've thought about that, too.
The pilot is held up as like a model of how to do a good pilot.
Oh, really?
For TV,
I did
yeah.
not know that.
I've watched it 3 times now with like different, like showing it to different people. And
really?
It gets better every time. It's great.
I did not know that. That's good. That's information I can use.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's there's a plug you won't hear anywhere else. Cheers is great.
Yeah, no, I'm curious about that.
Really breaking new ground here.
Yeah.
This morning. Well, Lisa, we're just about out of time.
Wow, that went so fast.
I know.
I had so much fun.
I'm glad you're here. It was really fun to talk to you.
What happened to your what's her name?
Marta. I don't know. Where she's got
is it me? Is
she's
it
got
me
precious
Colby?
Little time. I don't know. Sometimes she doesn't call. Maybe
really?
She's too afraid I'm going to ask her more questions about her band.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. But 904-606-0842 is the number. You've got about 2 minutes to call in, Marta.
Call Marta. I want to hear about your band.
Yeah.
I just want to have the chance to talk to you.
Yeah. Me too. Lisa, where can people find you?
Where they can find me, usually wandering alone down Bedford Avenue. But...
okay.
No, honestly, or Pine Box. But go to Lisa Levy Industries is a good way on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at .dr Lisa Levy SP, stands for self-proclaimed. And wherever records are sold.
Yeah, yeah. And they can, of course, check out your show right here on the network on every Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Colby J. Smith. And definitely check out our archives on the RadioFreeBrooklyn.com site as a quick link there. You can just type in rfb.nyc/YPR to find out more about those. And we will be back next week. It's the first Sunday of the month, so we always do something a little special next week. I have a couple of ideas for it, so we'll see which one we land on. But it's definitely going to be a good time. So thank you all for listening to Young Persons Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. We will see you next week at this time. So tune on back in and stay tuned now for Points of Order. Those guys will be in here in a matter of minutes. So don't touch that dial. We'll see you next time. Thanks again to Lisa Levy, my guest.
Thanks for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.